Welcome to the print pod. Shankar Arnimesh, our senior editor, wrote an article titled From Umia Temple to Hanuman Statue, Modi is Ramping Up Devotional Outreach in Gujarat. I'm Amogra Mitra and I bring to you the podcast version of this article. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has landed in Ahmedabad this Monday for a three-day tour of his home state Gujarat, where he's visiting schools and inaugurating various development projects. But over the past 10 days or so, the PM has also been marking his presence, even if virtually, at several religious and spiritual events in the state, which goes to polls later this year. The Prime Minister's busy calendar this fortnight has included inaugurating an educational complex run by a religious trust, meeting senior leaders of the powerful Swaminarayan sect, and unveiling a 108-foot Hanuman statue in Gujarat. In a state where Hindus make up about 88% of the population and where spiritual leaders and sects wield great influence on important communities like the Patidars, it is essential to stay plugged into the religious circuit, Gujarat BJP leaders told The Print. A state leader said, "The Prime Minister has developed a good equation with the gurus of all sects. It is like a family relationship." He added, "Modi knows every detail of the work that the religious trusts are doing and from time to time also gives them suggestions about what issues to tackle. In some instances, he knows two or three generations of gurus from his early days in the RSS. Gujarat is home to several Hindu orders that do not just offer spiritual guidance but also perform various charitable activities and exert considerable hold over important communities. While some religious orders claim to be apolitical, their support ahead of elections is sought after by political parties. On 10th April, PM Modi appeared via video link at the 14th Foundation Day celebrations of Umia Mata Temple in Junagadh, where he spoke of how places of spiritual and divine importance were also key to spreading social consciousness. Umia Mata is the Kul Devi of the politically important Kadwa Patidar community in Gujarat. Modi, who had inaugurated the temple in 2008 when he was Gujarat Chief Minister, talked about the need to curb malnutrition among children and expectant mothers and asked the temple trust to hold healthy baby competitions in villages and use temple halls for yoga classes. 2 days later, on 12th April, Modi made his virtual way to another site of importance to the Luwa subgroup of the Patidar community, the Annapurna Dham in Adlaj near Ahmedabad. Here, the PM inaugurated an educational complex and hostel and also performed the Bhumi Pujan of the Hiramani Arogya Dham of the Jan Sahayak Trust. In his speech, Modi made explicit mention of the largely land-owning agrarian Patidar community, which he said performed an important function in society. He also said that he was pleased to have had a long association with the spiritual and social initiatives of Sri Annapurna Dham. Modi pointed out that a stolen statue of goddess Annapurna was brought back to Varanasi from Canada last year. He said, "Dozens of such symbols of our culture have been brought back from abroad in the last few years." Next on the agenda for the PM was the unveiling of a 108-foot Hanuman statue at Morbi in the Kathiawar Peninsula on 16th April. In his video address, at the ceremony, Modi mentioned that the statue was the second out of four being built in all directions of the country as part of the Hanumanji Chardham project. Hanumanji is a manifestation of power and strength who gave equal rights and respect to all the forest dwellers. That is why Hanumanji has an important link with Ek Bharat Shresth Bharat too. Modi said, going on to reminisce about his close ties with Morbi and visits with the late priest Keshwanand Bapu. 2 days later, the PM met two senior leaders of the influential Bocha Sanvasi Akshar Purushottam Swaminarayan Sanstha, later tweeting that he appreciated their COVID and Ukraine relief work and had discussed the upcoming birth centenary celebrations of HH Pramukh Swami Maharaj Ji. Gujarat BJP Vice President Janakbhai Patel told The Print that religious leaders' influence in state extended well beyond their temples. He said, "Gujarat is a religious society and religious gurus have a huge impact on followers. This is not only due to religion but because of their social work in education, healthcare and women's empowerment." He added, They also have several temples abroad and a large following among the diaspora. They seek guidance from the Prime Minister from time to time for more involvement in focused social work. Another Gujarat BJP leader said that though sect leaders generally refrain from articulating their political affinities, their support can be understood from their gestures. The PM's relationship with many of these gurus, he added, is very personal. Comprising about 17% of Gujarat's population, the Patidar community, often recognizable by the surname Patel, is widely understood to be the driving force behind governments in Gujarat. Every third legislator in the state belongs to the community, which also wields considerable financial power. However, Patidar agitations for OBC status have in the past caused concerns for the BJP. In a state where religion and politics are intertwined, the temples of the community are often high on the must-visit list of politicians ahead of elections. An instance of the community's clout is a widely reported instance from 2018 when Vishwa Umia Foundation raised ₹150 crore in just 3 hours for the construction of a ₹1,000 crore temple community complex. The next year, just ahead of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, Prime Minister Modi performed the groundbreaking ceremony of the Vishwa Umia Dham complex in Jaspur, Gandhinagar district. 2 years later, Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone of the ambitious temple complex, which is due to be completed in 2024. Similarly, ahead of the 2012 Gujarat Assembly polls, Modi attended the groundbreaking ceremony of the Sri Kodaldham Temple of the Luwa Patidars. 5 years later, before the 2017 Assembly elections, the PM was also present at the inauguration of this temple. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi too visited this temple ahead of the polls in 2017. At that time, the Hardik Patel-led agitation seeking OBC status for the Patidar community had brought the state to a boil, putting the BJP in a somewhat precarious position. It won the election but registered its worst performance since 1995 when it first came to power in Gujarat. The Congress, meanwhile, had gained ground on the back of the agitation. In 2015 too, Patidar discontent caused the BJP worries ahead of the municipal polls, although it did end up winning. While Patidar agitation has died down, the community still represents a challenge, especially with speculation rife that Naresh Patel, chairman of the Sri Kodaldham Trust, might join the Congress. The wealthy Swaminarayan sect is also important, especially for its reach among the Gujarati diaspora in the US and Europe. When the temple's head priest died in 2016, Modi traveled from Delhi to pay his respects. This sect, too, has a large following among the Patidar community. Aam Aadmi Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal, who hopes to make inroads into Gujarat, made it a point to offer prayers at Ahmedabad Swaminarayan Temple ahead of launching the poll campaign in the state this month. Gaurang Janni, Assistant Professor of Sociology at Gujarat University, said Brahmins comprise only 1% of the population in Gujarat, and it is the Patidar middle class that influences society the most. Janni added, Patidar gods, their sects, their temples have become modern centers of influence in Gujarat. That is the reason every party woos them during elections. Even the Dalits and tribals look towards them as role models. Thank you for listening. We will be back again with a new episode of the Print Pod.